If I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm scared. I'm so scared of putting myself out there, scared of what people are going to think of me, scared of how or if I'm gonna be judged and what people are going to say about me. All of these things are so scary. And I just wanted to make this video to just be as transparent as I possibly can about how I'm feeling inside, what I'm going through, and just like documenting the journey, because it's really scary to put yourself out there when there's no other content that you've really created before. If this is your first time, I mean, for me, this is when I'm beginning to put out a lot of this content, a lot of these videos, and it is very nerve-wracking because I have no idea what's going to happen. And the only way that I've really been able to begin doing the process, which is more than anything, like a big accomplishment in itself, because I've been putting this off for years. And the only reason why I've begun doing this is because I saw that my thoughts and my thinking were the only reason why I prevented myself from even doing it. There wasn't anybody actually telling me, like physically, hey, don't post content. Like, don't ever make a video. Like, don't ever do. Like, I've never had a person say that. Actually, when I look back on it, people have been begging me to create content, to create or write a book, or to put myself out there and to just make these things to really help other people. So I, ironically, the only feedback that I've really only gotten is like positive feedback, yet it's still so incredibly scary to put myself out there. And so if you're in the same boat, I understand. I'm here with you and it's going to be okay because I'm doing it right now. And I just wanted to share what's helped me in the process and what really allowed me to begin doing a lot of these things. And one of those first things is realizing that my thinking is the only thing that's stopping me from doing what I really want. And when it came down to it, like my thinking always created so much chatter for no reason. Like I said before, like people were only telling me to create content because they loved what I said so much. Like on calls, or when I'm talking one-on-one with anybody, or my clients, or anything like that, my family, friends, they always comment on how they wish they could like have more of what I'm saying, or they're just like mesmerized by what I'm saying. Yet I still had unbelievable amounts of fear of putting myself out there, even though there's only good things. So to that, I would say, don't worry about what people are going to say, because most likely they won't say anything and it's only going to be positive feedback. And what's really helped me is to just really do things not for something else. For example, like the reason why I didn't make content was because I thought that in order for me to make content, I had to make it for a purpose. For example, like to make money or to like basically be able to build a business around it. So I never liked the idea of doing that because I just thought that every single thing that I made, like this video, would have to be to sell someone on something. And that was just, it just didn't sit right with me. I didn't enjoy doing that. I didn't want to do that. And I just felt like I wasn't really serving. It was just really self-serving in a sense. And it's not bad to want money, right? But I just didn't want to go about it that way to like, whenever I put something out there, it's just to sell something to, so I can get something out of it. Yes, people are going to get value out of it, but it was really at the end of the day, just so I could get something. And the problem with that is that whenever I would put something out there and it doesn't get any engagement, no views, or it doesn't get any comments, or I don't get clients from it, or I don't get money like I wanted it to, then I feel sad, right? Or I feel frustrated, or I feel stressed and overwhelmed. And then I start putting out more content or like doing things out of desperation instead of inspiration. And that just, I don't want to go down that path. And I have been down that path for 4 years now after I created my agency and scaled it up to multiple six figures and accomplished all of the goals that I set out initially when I first became an entrepreneur and yet still felt so empty inside. And it was because I was doing all of these things so I can get something else. I built a business so I could have money. I built a business so I could become free. And so everything that I did was just a means to an end. So I hated doing the things every single day because all I really cared about or really wanted was the thing afterwards or the result, which was the money, the freedom, right? To be able to do whatever I want whenever I want. But that sacrificed my joy and my happiness in the moment. And so I just wanted that vicious cycle to end because every single day I woke up and hated what I did. I didn't want to do it. It felt like a chore. It felt like a grind, right? I had to hustle and I just had to cold DM message and just like grind it out. And it just felt absolutely awful. And I've only been able to find joy in my life now when I found my own zone of genius, when I found my gift, my reason for being on this earth, and found what I loved to do. And I found that when I was able to find what I love to do and that I did it for no other reason than just loving to do it, that's when I found true joy, because then what I did wasn't necessarily or wasn't a means to an end anymore. It was an end in itself. And I just want to do it because I want to do it. And those are the people that you want to be around, right? It's like, who do you want to be around? Like someone who's just always trying to be somewhere, always trying to do something, always trying to get something out of whatever that they're doing and optimize everything, or someone that just loves life and loves what they do and loves being in the present moment and is just so effervescent, so joyful, so exuberant. Like the people that we want to be around are the people that just love what they do day in, day out, and just do it for no reason other than just loving to do it for itself. And there's no like ulterior motive or reason behind it or anything like that, you know? And that's how I really want to live my life. And that's how I've begun to live it. And that's how I began to like actually put myself out there. I'm doing this because I actually like doing it. Not because I have to or because I need to, even though I know that I need to do it. I just found that I really love making these types of videos and love coaching people and just love being able to see people like open up and for their eyes to light up and for their soul to really be like freed, right? For them to finally love life again. Like those are the moments that I really live for. And I just do that for no other reason than just like loving to do it. Like I would do it even if I didn't get paid. And that was the key. And so I really stopped doing everything because I wanted something out of it. And I just began doing things because I really wanted to and I really enjoyed doing it. And that shifted everything for me. And that doesn't mean that I have to go quit my 9-to-5, or that doesn't mean you have to go and like bail everything and like burn all the bridges, right? It just means to begin doing things that you just want to do because you want to do it and there's no other reason behind it. And that literally transformed my life. And I know it will for you too if you begin doing that. So I say all that to say, find something you truly love to do, that you were born to do, that you're really like, just, you don't even have to be good at it, to be honest. I was about to say you have to be good at it, but like you really don't. Just find something you really enjoy doing. And the question that I use to really help me find my gift was by asking, if I had all the money in the world and I already traveled the world and I had no fear and I never got recognition for what I did, how would I help people? And what would I create to help people? And that takes out all of the like external voices, the external pressures. It takes out all the advice, consultant, books. It takes out all of that crap and just lets you go within to find the true answer that you've had all along and that you've been wanting to come to see this whole entire time. And so sit with that. Ask yourself that question, what would you do and how would you help people if all of those things, you know, if you had all those things, if you had all the money, if you had no fear, if you never got recognition for it, and if you already traveled the world, you know, how would you help people? What would you create to help people? And for me, this is what I would do. I would be creating videos like this. I'd be coaching and mentoring people and just sharing my experience and what I know and what I've come to see. And so, thank you guys for listening, and I hope this helped somebody. All I really care about is that it helps one person. And so other than that, I don't really mind. And even if it doesn't help anybody, it helps me. And I really enjoy doing it. And that's really what I want to fill my life with, is just things that I love, things that I love doing, things that just make me happy. And so this is one of them. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one.